In CI News this week, a Finnish MP is convicted of hate speech for publishing a church booklet on marriage. The Olympics will ban men who identify as female from competing against women. And politicians call on the Irish government to urgently tackle coerced abortions. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 27th of March. I'm Jenny Olsen. A Christian politician in Finland has been convicted of hate speech for expressing her views on sexual ethics in a church pamphlet from 2004. In the Finnish Supreme Court's 3-2 decision, Päivi Räsänen was found guilty of publicly making and keeping available opinions that insult homosexuals as a group on the basis of their sexual orientation. This offence is listed under war crimes and crimes against humanity. But the court unanimously vindicated her for tweeting a Bible verse in response to the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Finland's decision to sponsor a local LGBT pride event in 2019. Two lower courts acquitted the politician on all charges, and she hopes to appeal to the European Court of Human Rights. I stand by the teachings of my Christian faith and will continue to defend my and every person's right to share their convictions in the public square. A positive ruling would help to prevent other innocent people from experiencing the same ordeal for simply sharing their beliefs. Men who identify as women will be banned from competing in women's sports from the next Olympic Games. The International Olympic Committee has introduced the new policy following advice from medical experts. Athletes will undergo an unintrusive and once-in-a-lifetime test if they want to compete in women's categories. Biologically male athletes will be unable to compete in women's categories, but will still be able to compete in any male or mixed category sports for which they qualify. Kirsty Coventry, president of the IOC, said that at the Olympic Games, even the smallest margins can be the difference between victory and defeat. So it is absolutely clear that it would not be fair for biological males to compete in the female category. And she added that for some sports, it would simply not be safe. Politicians have called on the Irish government to tackle the alarming rise in coerced abortions. Members of the all-party Erectus Life and Dignity group issued a statement recommending that a special task force be set up with a mandate to independently investigate. In February, a 28-year-old man in Letterkenny was convicted for forcing his girlfriend to take abortion pills to kill their unborn child. Deputy Carol Nolan noted, "Tragically, the recent case in Letterkenny is only one in a growing list." She said Ireland needs to confront the reality of forced abortion and recognise that its impact likely extends far beyond the cases that have received publicity. Senator Sharon Keoghan questioned how these men were able to access abortion pills and raised concerns over links to telemedicine abortion. And Senator Sarah O'Reilly warned that by not challenging the abortion regime, a vacuum is being created where abuse and coercion can flourish. And finally, a Christian photographer who refused to promote same-sex weddings has been awarded $800,000 in legal costs. Chelsea Nelson, who is based in Kentucky, started legal action against the Louisville-Jefferson County Metro government in 2019 for its law requiring her to promote same-sex weddings if she photographs, edits, and blogs on weddings between one man and one woman. A court later ruled that the Fairness Ordinance cannot compel her to promote such weddings, express messages that are inconsistent with her beliefs, or prevents her from publicly explaining her stance. The financial settlement has now resolved the costs. Brian Neihart of religious liberty group Alliance Defending Freedom emphasised that the public cannot be forced to say things they don't believe. The settlement should teach Louisville that violating the US Constitution can be expensive. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. And be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend.